The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. The Creator has said, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you're listening to this program and you don't believe there's a Creator, then you need to ask why it is that maybe you think you're going to end up in heaven. Why would He want you there if you don't believe He exists? He's also said, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted? Again, if you're a believer and you have some expectation of some place of great honor in heaven, but you're doing nothing to earn that position on earth, you're sadly mistaken. This program is about how to come to a place where you have a deep relationship with the Almighty. Today's topic is prayer, and the Creator has said effective prayer relies on the right heart attitude and the right words. It's no good just mouthing the words that I'm going to give you in the next 50 minutes. You need to pray them with sincerity. You need to pray them with intent. You need to pray them with faith, and we'll talk more about that as we go forward. To give you an outline of tonight's presentation, we're going to talk about prayer as petition to the Almighty. We'll talk about some basic directional prayers. We'll talk about prayers seeking spiritual growth. Prayers relating to petition with regard to your needs. Prayer in the name of Yahushua, or you may know him as Jesus. Combat in the spiritual realm. Prayer towards your eternal destiny. And we'll conclude by saying that a friend prays the will of our Father with authority. Bit of introduction. Who am I? Name is James Robertson. I'm a civil engineer by training, 25 years as an IT management consultant, and currently the chief operating officer of a small group of global companies. 25 years ago, I had a dramatic encounter with the Almighty that I knew that I knew that I knew that He was real. And since then, I've sought to serve Him and get to know Him and to please Him. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's a vehicle for delivering my message through internet publishing, mailing lists. I'll give you an email address that you can email shortly to get on the list. Through this radio program and associated radio programs, and we're now busy collating physical books of my writings. What is the program, this program about? As the title says, the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. The purpose of this program is to sensitize you to the possibility that you could have a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator, with Father Yah. You can visit the website www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information, or you can email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. So that's James at, and the same as I've just given you. Please feel free to contact me. I'm very happy to answer your questions, very happy to help you apply what I'm teaching here. A few questions from last week's program. Is there a heaven? Absolutely. There is a heaven. It's the place where the Almighty has his spiritual presence. It's the place that believers go to once they die. And it's the place that believers who have been resurrected after death rule over planets, solar systems, cities, countries, and so forth. Next question, are you saying we need a relationship with the Creator throughout time? Absolutely, yes, I am. The Almighty created us to have a deep personal relationship with Him. Almost nobody knows that. Virtually nobody is teaching it. But that is fundamentally why we're here, to seek a deep personal relationship with Him, to become His friend, to participate with Him in life on earth, to experiment and learn in our work situations, learn new things, share those things, develop new things. He wants to explore this creation with you. Cannot stress that enough. I really encourage you to go for that. How do we deal with judgment in life and the afterlife? These programs generally are talking a bit about that. Judgment in this life is something that's a reality. I spoke about it in the last program. Basically, what that boils down to is the forces of darkness see us sin. They come before the judgment seat, the throne of the Almighty, and they bring charges against us, and they petition for a sentence, which could be a life-threatening accident. It could be an injury. It could be financial loss. Could be the loss of a loved one. Pretty much anything that goes wrong in the life of a believer is a consequence of a judgment. Judgment in the afterlife, when you die as a believer, you will come before the throne of judgment. The records of your life will be replayed to you, and you will be judged for what you've done and what you've not done. If you have sin, you'll go to hell, which is the base of correction, for some period of time, where you will be tormented and suffer for your unconfessed sin, and you will then spend eternity in heaven at whatever level of authority you have earned through the way you have lived this life, ranging from the outer darkness to a high throne with the Almighty. Next question, when do we come to the realization that we don't have the right life? At any moment. Hopefully, if you're listening to this, you may realize that you're not doing everything you could to be close to the Father, and you will change what you're doing. How bad of a sin will get you no help? In other words, what will cause you to be rejected? If you repeatedly, willfully commit sin of disobedience or any of the sins that are possible, that you repent and you do it again and you repent and you do it again and you're not sincere about it, eventually the Almighty will reject you, and when you die you will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone to pay the price for your rebellion, and you will cease to exist. So tonight's topic, prayer. Prayer is petition to the Almighty. The word prayer means a petition to a court. If you go into a human worldly court on earth, your pleading before the court is your prayer. So prayer is a supplication to the court of the Almighty for something. It is asking for something to be done on your behalf. Important that prayer must not dictate to Father. Yah is not a performing seal. Do not pray in a way that you would not pray before a human judge. You would not go into a human court and start telling the judge what to do or what sentence to give you or whatever else. Prayer is asking Father to act on your behalf. And it must be framed in such a way that it opens the door for that to happen. Prayer must align with the will of Father. It's completely futile to pray against His will. He's not going to give you something that He doesn't want you to have. If you bombard him with prayer and beg and plead, etc., he may give it to you, but it's a judgment and it's not going to be all that pleasant for you. Prayer must be in faith without doubting. You must believe that the Almighty answers prayer and that he will answer your prayer. And again, that does mean that your prayer must be appropriate, properly framed, and that you must be in a position effectively with little or no sin if you want that prayer to be answered. The fundamental prayers that I'm going to talk about today should be prayed regularly for the sake of your faith and in order to shift things in the spirit realm. Instructing Father to do something is a form of witchcraft. There's something which is quite prone in certain religious groups, which is to pray prayers which dictate to the Almighty what he should do. That is the same as trying to command demonic and satanic spirits what to do. It's a form of witchcraft. It should be avoided at all costs. Do not tell Father to do something that you want. Plead with him, submit, come to him in humble submission and ask him, if it's his will, to grant you your petition. Important to recognize that Father is not concerned with the vast majority of things that the vast majority of those who claim some level of belief are concerned about. In particular, Father does not want millions more just get by sort of believers who will come to heaven and go to the outer darkness in heaven. He wants friends. Running around trying to convert tens, hundreds, thousands, millions of people is completely futile. There are already millions who are absolutely useless to the Almighty. They're just a source of frustration and a nuisance to him. If you're going to convert somebody, convert them powerfully, convert them at a level that they will realize that the Almighty exists, convert them at a level that they will seek to get close to him. Father is not concerned about the state of the world. The world is Satan's kingdom. He is concerned only about the state of believers. So his only interest in a North Korean nuclear attack is whether it would cause a few of his servants to draw close to him. And as shocking as it may seem to you, he might even permit North Korea to launch a nuclear attack simply to get people to pay more attention. He's not interested in the millions of unbelievers who might die in a nuclear war. He's interested in the few believers who really want something different. Some basic directional prayers. Father, I thank you for this day, for your chesed and your chen. Chesed is love, loving kindness, mercy, grace. Chen is favor, Hebrew words. They're richer and more rounded and carry deeper meaning than the English words that I've just given you. So, Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your chesed and your chen, your love, your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, and your favor. Father, I ask you to help me to draw closer to you. Father, I ask you to help me to know your will and to do it. Father, I ask you to help me to hear your voice and be instantly obedient. Father, I ask you to bring the people you want into my life and take the people you do not want in my life out. Father, I ask you to open the doors in my life that you want opened, that no man can close, and close the doors that you want closed, that no man can open. All of these prayers give the Almighty Creator permission to act in your life. He will not and cannot do anything in your life unless you give him permission. So these prayers are absolutely pivotal. You should basically be praying all of these pretty much every day. Pray them sincerely, pray them in faith, and then be sensitive to what may happen in your life in response to these prayers. They're not going to be clashing of cymbals and beating of drums to draw your attention to what he's doing. Father speaks with his still small voice. He moves discreetly and quietly, and if you're not looking, you may miss it. The more you notice, the more you're on alert to his movement, the more you will see it, the more you will have faith for it, and the more your prayers will become effective. Further directional prayers. I ask you to lead me by your Spirit every second of every day in every way. I ask you to teach me to be led by your Spirit. I ask you to help me to be obedient to the leading of your Spirit. Show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Lead me into all truth by your Spirit. I ask you to speak to me through people, books, magazines, newspapers, TV, radio, email, websites, or in any other way that I'm able to hear you in order to come to a deep personal relationship with you. Again, be sensitive to the leading. Be sensitive to what's going on. Level of my present deception and how to correct it, really, really important. There is massive deception and error in the world today. My website hopefully provides you with a source of material that will help you to find truth on a number of topics, but it's up to you to look. Best accompanied with regular fasting and prayer. And these prayers, again, should be prayed on pretty much a daily basis. And again, be sensitive to his leading. In my experience, I've been taken to places in various places in parts of the world to get answers to some of my questions. I've got answers to my questions in a diversity of ways, through a diversity of people, through a diversity of materials. And so I suggest to you that you pray these prayers and then be really on the lookout for them to be answered. A very important directional prayer. Father, I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. This is probably the most powerful prayer that there is in terms of enabling you to overcome to the end and to qualify for a high throne, and in fact to qualify as a friend of the Almighty. Be alert to judgments, accidents, illness, bad things happening, loss, negative events, etc. When this prayer is first prayed, it should be coupled with 7 3-day water-only fasts at weekly intervals, and thereafter that series of fasts should be repeated once or twice a year. This is a really important prayer. It needs to be accompanied with fasting and prayer for this prayer to be granted. It really requires you to be alert. Sometimes the judgments can be severe. Generally, Father is gentle with us. He will not allow us to be tested beyond what we can endure. I've had two instances, one where a tooth was fractured, another where a facet of the tooth broke off. And in both cases, for various reasons, I couldn't get medical treatment for several days. I was in agony with regard to a judgment for pride in the one case and other things in the other case. I've had a slight hit car accident at speed, which could have easily killed me, but I was protected from that. But the damage to my car was significant. I've had numerous less dramatic judgments. You may listen to what I've just said and say, that's not for me. That may be so, but if you really want to get close to Father, you need to deal with your sin and your error, and you can't judge yourself effectively. Nobody else can judge you effectively. You need to turn to Father to judge you, and you need to give him permission to intervene in your life in this way at every possible opportunity. Prayers seeking spiritual growth. Father, I ask you to help me to see only that which you want me to see, to hear only that which you want me to hear, to think only that which you want me to think, to write and covenant only that which you want me to write and covenant, to walk only where you want me to walk. This prayer takes time to really take effect. Don't give up on it. It develops progressively if you are sensitive and you do not override the leading of Father's Spirit. I've reached a point where the majority of stuff that comes to me by email, I can't even read. I could if I really forced it, but I just turn to it and just feel absolutely no inclination to even skim it, let alone to engage with it. And then suddenly something will come to me and I will be impressed to engage with it deeply and really see what's going on and read about it. So very, very powerful prayer. Again, pretty much all of the prayers that I'm going to share with you in this session I would recommend that most of them you pray on a daily basis, and certainly at the very least two or three times a week. But if you're really serious, most of these prayers can be prayed daily. All of them will take time before they fully manifest in your life. This is not about the Almighty being slow. It's about us being slow learners. It's about there's a limit to what He can do at one time without us sort of not being able to handle it. Those are the things we need to look at. Some defensive prayers. Father, I ask that your messengers or angels encamp around me to protect me. Father, I ask that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Father, I ask that every tongue that rises against me in unrighteous judgment will be refuted. Some time ago, around about 2010, I'd been through some stuff, really picked up a lot of spiritual contamination doing a task that Father had given me to do. I ended up with a very anointed deliverance minister who prayed for me over a period of several days. And she was shown by the Spirit that I had 196 death curses against me. At that time, I was walking without sin, so the curses could not touch me, and I was being protected. And so this prayer, that your messengers encamp around me to protect me, that no weapon formed me against me shall prosper, has deep meaning for me. I should, by all counts, have been absolutely annihilated at that time. Instead, I walked with absolutely no injury, no accidents, nothing, because of the prayers I was praying, because of my relationship with Father, because I was living a life without sin. I really recommend this for you in your life. Further prayers seeking spiritual growth. Father, I ask you to help me to wear your full armor, the belt of truth, the sure-footed shoes of the good news of peace, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of emunah, trust and belief, faith, the mantle of humility. I ask you to help me wield your commandments as a sharp, two-edged sword, dividing between truth and error. Help me to know and apply your commandments effectively. I ask you to teach me to pray in the Spirit at all times without ceasing. This all comes from Ephesians 5 with some adaptation. What is prayer in the Spirit? Prayer in the Spirit is that your spirit prays in tongues continuously as you go about your daily activity, so that you're praying 24/7 for Father's will to come to pass in your life. Pray for it to come about you. Pray, Father, I ask you to teach me to pray in the Spirit at all times without ceasing. And keep praying that and trust that your prayer is answered. Some people can hear themselves, their Spirit praying. Others can't. Just go ahead, pray the prayer regularly and trust that it is granted. Petition with regard to needs. Father, I thank you that you supply all my needs according to your riches and glory by the anointing that was upon Yeshua. This is really important, folks. The conventional rendition of that verse is, Father, I thank you that you supply all my needs according to by Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is then taken as referring to Jesus. It's not. The correct translation of the underlying Hebrew is by the anointing that was upon Yeshua. That's the Spirit of the Almighty that was upon Jesus, that was upon Yeshua, Jesus. In other words, the anointing of the Spirit of the Almighty. So it is the anointing of the Spirit of the Almighty that will enable you to have all your needs met. He will give you wisdom to get wealth. He will teach you and lead you into that which will make you prosperous. Extending that, Father, I thank you that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that I can ask or imagine. I thank you for the finances to meet my needs and to do the work that you've called me to do. Remember that your life has two components. One is earning a living, that's just getting on and being able to live. And secondly, doing what Yah wants you to do in service of Him and His kingdom. There are very few people today who genuinely earn a living by doing what Yah wants them to do. Typically, they're two distinct packages. One of them is earning a living, and the other is doing his work. If you're a minister of servant of Father today, he expects you to support yourself. He doesn't expect you to beg from other people to support you. Petition with regard to your needs continues. Father, I ask you to bless me indeed, enlarge my territory in relationship with you, in knowledge of your ways, your will, and your kingdom, in the anointing of your Spirit, in humility, in emuna, the Hebrew word means trust and belief, faith, in harmony, in health, and in finances. So emuna there, Hebrew, English, trust and belief or faith. Emuna is a richer, more multifaceted word in the Hebrew, effectively faith on steroids. This prayer, enlarge my territory, is a Hebrew idiom. It just means bless me abundantly, meet all my needs dramatically. This is a very powerful prayer, again, should be prayed on a daily basis. Continuing with regard to needs, needs are met at two basic levels, as I said a minute ago. Your survival needs, which will be provided without fail, provided you exercise reasonable faith, emuna, and then prosperity needs, which will only be provided if you're overcoming at a significant level, with the caveat that if you have serious sin in your life, the forces of darkness will allow you to prosper in order to distract you and make you believe you're in the will of the Almighty of Yah. You can be, as a believer, you can be in a pretty dark place, but if you exercise your faith and pray the appropriate prayers, you will generally have at least enough to eat and some sort of shelter. It may not be very fancy, but Father will look after you. It's up to you to clean up your life to get to a place where you can prosper. It's important to recognize that fundamentally, if you are a committed believer and you're in lack and battling to get by, it's because there is sin in your life. There is no other explanation. It's not because you're stupid. It does not because, well, I mean, you may be stupid, but that's not the point. If you're a committed believer, Father wants you to prosper and be in health. Father wants to bless you abundantly. He will give you wisdom to get wealth. He will give you the job opportunities. He will make everything possible for you to prosper. And if the forces of darkness are killing, stealing, and destroying and taking your prosperity from you, they can only do that if there is significant sin in your life. So it doesn't matter how committed you are. It doesn't matter how much you pray. It doesn't matter how much you worship. It doesn't matter how much you do whatever it is that you do in service of the Almighty. If you have sin in your life, you will not prosper. Kicking and screaming and complaining about your lack is a waste of energy and frustrating with Father. Deal with your sin. And that requires that you pray prayers like, show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Lead me into all truth by your Spirit. Judge me severely and correct me harshly that I may serve you more perfectly. You need to pray those directional prayers. You need to fast. You need to do whatever it is you need to do to come to a place where Father can indeed prosper you. Then move on to prayer in the name of Yeshua. You'll notice that all the prayers that I've given you so far are prayed directly to Father without mentioning the name of Yeshua. There are many Christians who pray everything in the name of Jesus. You don't have to. As I've said in a number of previous broadcasts, Yeshua performed a very specific role and a very specific function, and that was to make a way for us to get back to Father and a way to deal with the forces of darkness. Beyond that, when you have a relationship with Father, you do not need to continue to pray in the name of Yeshua. So prayer in the name of Yeshua is applicable when you're a young believer who does not yet have a revelation of your authority as a believer, in which case you would preface pretty much all of the prayers that I've given you so far with words like, Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. And you would also and will always use the name of Yeshua in waging spiritual warfare against the forces of darkness. Only Yeshua gives us the authority to wage spiritual war. And so in a case like that, you would pray something like, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I bind every demonic and satanic entity in, on, or around me that has no legal right to be here, and I command them to leave and go where Father Yah sends them. You would follow that on, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to send your mighty warring messengers to bind, tear down, and cast out the satanic and demonic entities that I've addressed, and send them where you want them to go. You need to get rid of your sin in order for this prayer to be effective. A demon or a satanic messenger angel is not going to leave if there is a sin which gives that spirit a legal right to be there. You will never get rid of your satanic watcher, the satanic messenger that is assigned to watch over you and look out for sin and try and trip you up. That cannot be done. You have to live with that spirit watching over you. There are things you can do to minimize his effectiveness, but the most important thing is live a life without sin. These prayers should be, as far as possible, particularly the spiritual warfare prayers, should be prayed with a second believer agreeing with you and praying in tongues for protection and to cover your back. Further prayers, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I come against every satanic and demonic entity in this room. Name the room. I bind you and command you to leave and go where Father Yah sends you. Father Yah, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to send your mighty warring messengers to bind, cast out, and send where you want to go the spirits that I've just named. Do this room by room in your dwelling. Leave a door or window open when you pray. Otherwise, they can't leave. Work systematically from one end of the house or apartment to the other. You must be free for this to have any real effect, else they will just leave and come back stronger than before. Preferably take communion, the covenant meal, before you start, and hold back some of the wine or grape juice after you've prayed the above. And take some of that wine or grape juice and pray, Father, I ask that this wine will represent the blood of the covenant. And then you systematically apply a dab of wine to the uprights and lintels of each and every door and window. And if they're trapdoors as well, working systematically so that the satanic forces are maneuvered out of the building. As you do that, pray, Father, I anoint this door or window with the blood of the covenant, and I ask you to seal it to the forces of darkness. You must do this systematically so that there's always a door or window that the forces of darkness can exit. They cannot pass through solid matter. So communion, the covenant meal, the bread and wine of the covenant, I've shared this with you several times in the last few weeks, but we'll do it again. Matthew 26:26, while they were eating, Yeshua took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body. You could pray after that, Father, as we partake of this bread, we pray that we partake in all that it represents to you. Matthew 26:27, and he took the cup, which would be wine or red grape juice, and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. You would then pray, Father, as we partake of this cup, we pray that we partake in all that it represents to you and that we walk in the fullness of the covenant. We ask you to forgive us all that we've done that we should not have done and all that we have not done that we should have done. And we ask that you bring to our remembrance all that we need to confess and repent of. Folks, an absolutely fundamental component of cleaning up your life and keeping your life clean. you can do this with every meal if you so choose. You can do it every day. You can do it every week. It's up to you to decide how frequently you do it. And depending on what's going on in your life, you may do it more frequently or less frequently. When I'm on a program of 7 3-day water-only fasts, I will take the bread and wine in the morning and the evening, just so that there's something in my stomach for my medication and in order to reinforce my commitment to Father and to help me to deal with whatever I need to deal with. Fasting on its own is not of great benefit unless you are praying appropriate prayers together with the fast. Coming to combat in the spiritual realm, The entire earth is dominated by and controlled by the forces of darkness, which follow Satan, even though Satan is in the pit for 1,000 years from May 2003. It is possible for two or more anointed believers, free of sin and covering one another's backs, to come against the satanic hierarchy and little by little tear down the hierarchy over a specific point on earth by repeatedly praying the same prayers day by day, and the prayer follows. Only do this if you are sure of your authority and are free of sin, otherwise the forces of darkness will take you apart. The prayer: Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua, and I come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over this room, and I tear you down and command you to go where Father Yah sends you. Father, I ask you to, in the name of Yeshua, to send your mighty warring messengers to bind, tear down, and send where you want to go those satanic agencies I have named. Repeat this for the entire room. Repeat it for the dwelling. Repeat it for the property, repeat it for the city block, repeat it for the suburb, repeat it for the town, repeat it for the city, repeat it for the province or county, repeat it for the country, repeat it for the continent, repeat it for the hemisphere, and repeat it for planet Earth. It will take you some time to repeatedly pray this very detailed prayer over all of these things. You need to pray the same prayer on a regular basis, preferably daily, in the same geographic physical location. It's a sort of mining operation. You tear down a little bit every time you pray, and slowly the heavens open. Really an important thing to do, only possible if you are anointed, free of sin, and confident of your authority as a believer. It's a time-consuming prayer. Only start praying it if you intend to pray it daily for a significant length of time and are not going to cut corners. Prayer towards your eternal destiny. Father, I ask you to help me to qualify as a wise steward, a good and faithful servant, an overcomer, a friend, and help me to qualify for a really high throne with you for eternity. Only pray the last part of this prayer if you're serious and going to work hard to clean up your life or already done so. Each of those steps is getting closer to the Father in the throne room. A wise steward is a believer who's just doing the basics. A good and faithful servant is more useful in the service of Father. An overcomer has victory over sin and over the circumstances of life and is being really effective. And a friend is someone who is at a very deep relationship with Father. And as I've said before, there are not many friends on earth today. There have not been that many friends over all time. People who are definite friends are Noah, Moses, Abraham, people like that, Yeshua, Muhammad, and so forth. Folks, this is what it's all about. This is what this message, this series of messages, is all about. Father wants you to become his friend. Don't worry about the color of your skin. Don't worry about your nationality. Don't worry about whether you're wealthy or poor. Father wants you to become his friend, and he will do everything possible to help you become his friend if you make your mind up to do everything that I'm teaching in this series of broadcasts. I really encourage you to do that. A few further prayers. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to cut off all curses that have been spoken against me and which have no legal basis. I ask you to bind, tear down, cast out, and send where you want to go all the demons and satanic messengers associated with these curses. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to send your mighty warring messengers to bind, tear down, cast out, and send where you want to go all the demons and satanic messengers referred to here. May not be necessary to pray this every day, but should be prayed on a regular basis. You can add to that, if you're strongly anointed, if you're close to Father, if you have reason to believe that the satanic Satanists are cursing you regularly, Father, I ask you in your wisdom, at your discretion, to return those curses to those who know what they're doing in the magnitude that they deem appropriate. If you do that, and they're really going out to get you, I've had a number of people die as a result of praying that prayer when they were cursing me and they were satanics, Satan servants. Don't pray that prayer if you are not absolutely confident of your authority and absolutely confident of your relationship with Father. That's heavyweight stuff. A few further prayers. I ask you to teach me to worship you deeply and draw close to you and be totally filled with and controlled by your Spirit. There's a page on recommended worship on the website. If you hover your mouse over the home button in the top left-hand corner of the menu, one of the child pages is recommended worship. There's about 20 worship songs there that you can download that are particularly powerful and which are prayers in some cases. I ask that you'll lead me, that I die to self and the things of the flesh, that my old self is put to death with Yeshua, that you may fill me and live through me. Only pray this if you're in a stable long-term relationship and your partner is totally committed to walking alongside you. Strife in the family will potentially kill you once you've prayed this prayer on a regular basis for a significant length of time. Father, I ask you to cover me and my family with the blood of the covenant, from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet. Father, I ask you to cover my dwelling with the blood of the covenant, the floors, the ceilings, the roofs, the walls, the windows, the window frames, the doorposts, and the lintels with the blood of the covenant. There are more prayers on the website under the prayer tab. Finally, in looking at prayer, I want to suggest to you that a friend prays the will of our Father with authority. Almost all the prayers that are prayed on earth are ineffective and meaningless because the people praying them are full of sin, they're full of error, they don't know what they're doing, and they're asking for things that they have no legal authority to ask for. Those prayers may work at some limited level in the immediate surroundings and life of the person praying, but almost all prayers on a wider scale fail because the person praying is either not praying Father's will, or is praying contrary to what other believers are praying, or has sin, in which case they are a servant of Satan and have no authority in the kingdom of Yah. You cannot have sin in your life and pray power prayers and expect them to be answered, because the forces of darkness will just nullify it before the court of heaven and say, look, this man is a servant of Satan or woman and has sin in their lives. We petition that prayer is disregarded. So the consequence of this is that almost no prayers are answered. If you want to make a difference, clean up your life, deal with all sin and error, come to a place where you hear Father clearly, and then ensure that you pray his will on earth with the authority that comes from living above sin. That is one of the key objectives for a friend. So if you really want to make a difference, do this and become a friend. Praying for world peace is futile. Praying for all the world to come to belief is futile. Prayer must be goal-directed and closely led by Father Yah, which means you have to make the sacrifices required to come to know him deeply. That means a number of programs of 7 3-day water-only fasts at weekly intervals repeated every 6 to 12 months and accompanied by appropriate prayers and faith actions. If you do this and become a friend of Yah, you will have the authority to make a real difference in the world. As I've said before, very few people at this level, but it's really what everyone should be aiming for. My mission in this life is to make you and people like you aware of this opportunity, that it's possible to sit on a high throne, that it's possible to have great authority on earth and make a difference. This is not authority that is like your local prime minister or president or king or whatever, head of government, who has great authority because the world system has given them great authority. This is in the spirit realm. This is coming to a place where the satanic messengers and demons are scared of you, don't want to be near you, certainly don't want to be given assignment against you. I have on one occasion come head on with Molech, who's one of the seven demonic masterminds that control the earth, reporting directly to Satan. And because I was without sin and had taken the bread and wine and prayed with authority, he had to leave the situation where he had brought about the near death of a very committed believer. So to sum up on prayer, prayer is petition to the Almighty. I've shared with you some basic directional prayers which you should pray pretty much every day. I've given you some prayers that you can pray in seeking spiritual growth. I've given you some prayers that you can pray in petitioning with regard to your needs. I've shared with you prayer in the name of Yeshua when you're at a basic level of belief, and also when you are taking authority over the satanic and demonic realm. I've given you some prayers relating to combat in the spiritual realm and how you can deal with that. I've given you some prayers towards your eternal destiny. And I've shared with you that a true friend prays the will of our Father with authority. Noah brought about the destruction of the earth, which we colloquially know of as the flood, but it was much more than the flood. He was the one who prayed, "Father, I ask you to destroy this evil generation." Moses is the one who parted the Red Sea. He was the one who prayed, "Father, I ask you to make a way of escape for your people." And so it goes. Massive, dramatic things happen on earth if you are without sin, if you are a friend of the Almighty, if you are operating in the authority that represents, and you know what you're doing, and you want to make a difference. So if you have big objectives, that's how you go about it. I want to refer you for your consideration four key documents that are on the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. It's behind the homepage menu tab on the top left of the menu on the website. You'll find these documents as well as the document on recommended worship. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you, summarizes the key points of seeking a relationship with Father. Seven components in drawing close to the Creator, about a 70-page document on how to get close to Father. Rituals, prayers, all sorts of things that you can apply in order to get close to him. An e-book, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, a deep analysis of the true name of the Almighty and why it's important and how it permeates the history of believers. Where will you spend eternity? Really important question that we've touched on. What is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? There's also books of teachings and a mailing list. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org, one word. Visit the website and click on the Seek Truth tab for much more information about seeking truth, the Commandments tab, and so on. There are a large number of web pages there with all sorts of relevant and useful information and answers to a lot of questions. There's about 600 or 700 pages there and about 1,000 articles. So in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next week. Please email me to join the mailing list. I publish emails on a regular basis. I'm compiling a collection of my writings as a series of bound books. Email me if you would like to obtain a copy. The first volume is the most important writings that I've ever written and includes those just listed. And I hope to connect with you again next week when we will more deeply explore how to become a friend of the Creator. I hope that I've challenged you. I hope that I have given you prayers that you were not praying or didn't know were possible, that will help you to take your relationship with Father to a completely new level. I hope that I have excited you to realize that it doesn't matter where you are right now in your relationship with Father, you can decide at this moment in time to get close to Him. You can decide at this moment in time to change whatever you're doing, take on a new direction, pray these prayers, do what needs to be done, download those documents, especially the 7 components document, put it into practice, pray the prayers, do the fasts. By all means, email me with your questions. I will be happy to assist you. If you come to me and say, James, I want to become a friend of the Almighty, I will do whatever I can possibly do to help you accomplish that. It's going to take time, it's going to take dedication, it's going to take hard work, and it's going to take a lot of faith and effort, but it's well worth it. You can qualify to sit on a high throne with the Almighty for eternity. Please remember to send me your questions, and I hope that the next week is a blessed week for you. Enjoy your Sabbath tomorrow. Goodbye. Father, I